Chapter 6. Slagar sorted the odd jumble of performers' clothing from the bed of the painted cart, throwing appropriate outfits to the chosen actors of his travelling troupe.
Fleabag, Bagai, Skinbo, you'll be the tumblers. Share that lot out between you.
But chief...
Fleabag protested.
And no complaints, do you hear?
You give me those yellow poor socks, you.
Oh, you could have them. They look deft.
They're supposed to look daft, thickhead.
Slagar explained.
I said no complaints. Come over here, Herbelly. You'll be the balancer. Try this on. Oh, and don't forget to put the ball sticky side down on your nose. Otherwise, it'll fall off. Let's see how you look.
Ah, chief, I was the balancer last time. Can't I do the rope tricks this time?
No, you can't. Leave that to Wartclaw. He's best at it.
Oh, I'm fed up with this already.
Herbelly grumbled.
Look, this tunic doesn't fit me. Besides, I can't sing.
Slagar was upon the unlucky weasel, dagger drawn.
You'll sing a pretty tune if I tickle your eyeballs with this blade, bucko. Listen, all of you, one more moan from anyone, and I'll dump the lot of you back out upon the road where you came from. You can go back to being the starving tramps and beggars you were before I took the trouble to form you into a proper slaving band. Now, is that understood?
There was a subdued mutter. Slagar dropped the knife and grabbed the sword.
I said, is that understood?
There was a loud chorus of eyes this time, as the silken hood was beginning to suck in and out rapidly, denoting Slagar's mounting temper. Herbelly was a little slower than the rest, still unhappy with his role as the balancer.
It's still not fair, though, chief,
he piped up.
You'll probably only be standing about watching tomorrow night while we do all the work.
Slagar seemed to ignore him for a moment. Turning to the cart, he whipped out a swirling silk cloak. It was decorated with the same design as his head cover, and the lining was black silk, embellished with gold and silver moon and star symbols. Twirling it expertly, he threw it around his body, leaping nimbly onto a row of pews. Then Slagar spread his paws wide in a theatrical gesture.
I will be Luna Stellaris, light and shadow, hither and thither like the night breeze, presiding over all, Lord of Mountebanks. Now you see me?
He dropped out of sight behind the pews, calling...
And now you don't.
The audience strained forward to see where he had hidden himself. Slagar was gone from behind the pews. Suddenly, as if by magic, he reappeared in the midst of his band, right alongside Hairbelly.
Ha ha! Luna Stellaris, Lord of Light and Dark. But to those who disobey my word, I am Slagar the Cruel, Master of Life and Death.
Before Hairbelly could blink an eye, Slagar had run him through with his sword. The stricken weasel stared at Slagar in surprise and disbelief. Then he looked down at the sword protruding from his middle and staggered as his eyes misted over. Slagar laughed, an evil, brutal snigger.
Take this fool outside and let him die there. We don't want his blood in here. Now, any one of you scum that wants to join him, just let me know.
The morning of Redwall's feasting dawned misty at first light. Abbot Mordalfus and Matthias had fished since the previous afternoon. Having had little luck in daylight, they elected to continue until such time as they made a catch. Tradition dictated that a fish from the abbey pool must grace the centre of the festive board. In bygone years, they had been lucky enough to land a grayling, but this year, there were few. Out of respect for the graylings, they had let two fine big specimens slip the lines, fishing doggedly throughout the night.